On today's Monday Quick Tip, I'm going to show you the right way to answer the question, sell me this pen. Hey everybody, I'm Dave Sullivan from The Roofer Show, and today I'm going to share a story from my 30 years of experience as a roofing contractor. These usually come from some screw-up that happened in my business, and how we came up with a solution that worked for us, and it may just work for you. Our motto here at Quick Tips is only fools learn from their mistakes. The wise man learns from the mistakes of others. Fools learn from experience. I'm not sure where that puts me, but before I cut to the chase, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor and the team over at WebRunner Media. If you're a roofer or replacement contractor looking to generate exclusive high-quality leads, you want to have a conversation with these guys. They're great. Mark and his team are laser-focused on providing contractors like you a predictable and scalable way of growing your business. Mark's been on the show a couple of times. You probably heard him, and he knows his stuff. And for a fraction of what you'd pay to run paid Google and Facebook advertising campaigns yourself, you don't want to try to do that. You'll get a team of experts working to help you get a solid return on every marketing dollar. You'll save time, make more money, and without all the headaches and growing pains. Find out more by heading over to webrunnermedia.com/roofershow. Book a call with Mark, and you can talk to him about it and what they can do for you about generating some high-quality leads. Today, we are going to talk about selling, because selling is an area where most contractors just don't like it, and they really suck. But they don't practice, they don't enjoy it, they don't understand that it's a skill set that can be learned. So today I'm going to get into just a tip about how to sell and how not to sell. And I'm going to do that by telling a little story. The other night, I had my Toastmasters class, and I go to Toastmasters every week. In case you haven't heard about it, it's a group, it's an organization. It's next to free. Anybody can join. They have chapters all over the world. You have an opportunity to get up in front of a group and make a little talk, or sometimes it's a longer speech, formal speech. It gets you comfortable with the idea of making a presentation, with getting up in front of people. Some of us are just scared to death to do that, to talk in front of a group. So this is a great organization. I recommend everybody check it out, not just for those that are in sales, but everyone. It's going to help your career big time. But back to my story, the topic for my speech was that I had to get up in front of the group and sell them something. So I'm thinking about the topic, trying to come up with some ideas, and I'm watching the movie The Wolf of Wall Street. And most of you are probably familiar with that. It starred Leonardo DiCaprio. Great movie. Freaking hilarious. DiCaprio's character, he made millions of dollars selling penny stocks to people that, you know, they didn't need it. They couldn't afford them. But at the end of the movie, after he spent a lot of time in the big house, he gets out of prison and he's banned from selling stocks. And they show him at the last scene of the movie, he's teaching a sales seminar to about 100 eager little students looking for his secret to sales. And he walks up to this guy in the front row and says, "Sell me this pen." And he hands him a pen. I haven't heard that question in a long time, but it used to be that when you were interviewing for a sales job, this is going back a ways, but the sales manager would ask you, "Sell me this pen." And you would have to be able to think quickly on your feet. You need to organize your thoughts, and he's looking to see if you have any sales skills. Well, in case you're ever asked that question, I'm going to show you the right way, and I'm going to show you the wrong way to answer this. But more importantly, it can be used in any sales situation, and that includes contracting, roofing sales, home services, anything. But when Leo asks this guy, this poor guy, the question, he gets the answer, "Well, it's shiny, and it'll make you look important." And he nervously starts talking about the qualities of the pen. Leo takes back the pen, and the movie ends. And you don't really find out if it's the right or the wrong answer. But this guy shows us this is the old school of feature and benefit selling. It's got the shiny pin. That's the feature. It'll make you look important. That's the benefit. Well, that is the wrong way to answer this question. And so with a little role play, I'm going to show you the right way to answer, sell me this pin. Do you use a pen? No, I always use a pencil. Would you ever consider using a pen? No. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to go find someone who needs a pen. So I've qualified the need, and I've gotten out of there. I'm not wasting any time. But if his answer is yes, what do you use a pen for? Well, to sign contracts. Then you probably use a blue pen to differentiate the original from the copy, am I right? Yes. Well, do you ever find yourself without a pen? Oh, you lose them all the time. Then if I understand you, since you lose your pens, you probably don't need a real expensive pen. Am I right? Right. Okay, probably having extra pens or a bulk order of pens so you can take advantage of our volume discount is more important to you. Would I be right? Well, yes. So what I've done here, I've established that he has a need for a pen. He signs contracts. I've established myself as an expert, someone who really knows his pens about because of the blue ink. I've established that he's got the problem that I'm going to solve is that he's always losing his pens. Well, for only a few pennies more, we can put your name and phone number on the pen. Would that be something you'd be interested in? Why, yes. So now what we've done is we've expanded the sale and we've upsold the sale. Well, let me ask you, do you use other office supplies? Well, yes. Well, you probably use copy paper and toner, am I right? I do. Well, how do you buy those supplies now? Well, I go down to Staples. Well, if you're like most people, you probably wait till you run out and then you have to race down to that Staples. Am I right? Well, yes. Well, now here's a problem that you've identified, right? You may not know this, but we also have office supplies, so I can ship you copy paper and toner direct with the pens. Would that help you? Sure. Well, now you've come up with a solution and you have upsold the sale. Well, after you receive these pens and office supplies, I'd like to follow up with you after a week or so, just to make sure you're satisfied with the order and everything went smoothly. Could I give you a call next Friday morning, say at 10? That'd be great. Well, now you're building trust and you're throwing in a little probe. Now, at that time, I'd like to see if we could set up an auto renewal program so you don't have this problem again, right? I'm upselling again. But first, let's make sure I have the order right. Is that okay? Yes. Okay, now you've just made the close. If you could just sign this order, I will get it shipped. Here, use my pen. And of course, it has blue ink. So what have I done? Well, let's review these four steps. Number one, I've established that he has a need and a problem by asking questions and listening to the answers. Simple, right? Number two, I was able to provide a solution to his problem and I got him to agree. Okay. Number three, I asked if there was an opportunity to expand the sale or upsell with the name of the pen and the office supplies. Good idea. Number four, only after we established his problem, offered a solution, and most importantly, getting his agreement and trust along the way, do we ask for the order and close the deal? We got to make sure we get all of these points in and we don't skip any. Okay, you don't just go ask for the order. We have to build the trust. We have to bring him along, get a chance to upsell, get a chance to expand the order, and we're in great shape. What I did with this sales manager, I took his original question he asked me, and he asked me this to make me feel uncomfortable and see how I think under pressure, and I turned it around so I'm in control of the selling process, and that's what you need to do. You know, whether it's selling a pen or selling yourself to get a new job, whatever it is, Don't make the common mistake of talking about the pin or yourself because nobody cares. Whiff them. Right? What's in it for me? I want my problem solved. That's all I care about. So next time you're in this situation, determine the problem by asking open-ended questions, provide the solution, close the deal. Well, that's it for our Monday business quick tip. Hope you liked it. Hope you got something out of that. And I appreciate everybody listening. Be sure you listen to the Roofer Show podcast coming up this Friday and every Friday. And we will be having the Monday quick tip each week too. So I'm going to come up with some new ideas for that one. We'll see you then.